Republican and name-only governor of Massachusetts has been irritating the Republican base in many ways. He always is saying he's disappointed in President Trump, and he finds his actions disappointing. Last week, he said he was disgusted by the performance of Trump at the Helsinki summit, which 80% of the Republican base nationwide approved of. So today, it came out that Governor Baker is refusing to sign a letter that's being circulated among all Republican governors nationwide in support of Brett Kavanaugh, the latest nominee of President Trump, approved by the Federalist Society, a reliable conservative vote, a decent family man. Governor Baker refuses to sign a letter supporting Brett Kavanaugh. He's one of a two or three Republican governors who won't sign it. And we asked for a statement from the governor's office, and this is it that I'm about to read. Governor Baker supports full access to women's health care and family planning services. Abortion. Well, how about abortion? Oh, that's the same thing. I forgot. And expects the Senate to conduct a thoughtful and thorough hearing process to vet Judge Kavanaugh's record and his judicial philosophy. So, in other words, Governor Baker doesn't support Brett Kavanaugh.
Well, Brett Kavanaugh hasn't given Governor Baker any money, which is the traditional way to earn his support for a judge.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Now the judgeships, by the way, are going for as low as $150. I noticed that last. A guy from Northampton got a judgeship for $150 to Karen Polito. Anyway, joining us now on the line is Scott Lively. He is the other Republican candidate on the ballot on September 4th, which is the day after Labor Day. Scott, thanks for being with us on the Howie Carr Show. Do you support Brett Kavanaugh for the U.S. Supreme Court?
Absolutely, 100%.
Why do you think Governor Baker is taking this namby-pamby, wishy-washy, rhino stand on a perfectly qualified appointee who, by the way, has been approved by the Senate to be on the First Circuit Court of Appeals?
Well, I think Charlie Baker gets his marching orders from Planned Parenthood on anything related to abortion. I think it's absolutely disgraceful. And I would, if I were in his shoes, I would be signing that letter in a heartbeat.
And, Scott, I wrote a column about this, about how people, Republicans, I think, and people in independents who vote in the Republican primary are getting fed up with Charlie Baker. The Globe, Boston Globe, ran a story basically saying exactly the same thing on the same day. What do you think's going on in the Republican primary that's going on here? Are you sensing that people have had it with Governor Baker?
You know, I talk with a lot of people on the campaign trail. I mean, a lot of people. And I have to tell you, 8 out of 10 of the people that I talk with say, almost word for word, I voted for Charlie last time. I'm never going to do it again. I mean, really, literally, 80%.
And what's their gripe?
Well, it varies. I mean, but it's all on the theme of treachery. That he's not a Republican. He's not a conservative. He's not even a Republican. He's a Democrat in Republican clothing. And so for some people, it's the red flag bill. I mean, a lot of people, Second Amendment. For some people, it's this issue, the sanctity of human life. But the number one top issue is disrespect for President Trump. And I have been astonished here in Massachusetts at the enormity of the Trump support. When I did the Plymouth parade, I have to say 3 or 4 to 1 were pro-Trump along that parade route. I was stunned. I was thinking, that, and the people, what they would do, I wore my MAGA hat, and they would say, "I love your hat," and they would say it in such a way, it was sort of like they didn't want people next to them to hear it. Like they're afraid of the consequences. And I would come back boldly and, thumbs up, yeah, MAGA baby, and the whole section would erupt in applause, giant smiles, thumbs up. And the counter protests, you know, the people coming back with, you know, I hate Trump or something negative, it was really only about, 20 or 25%, even in Plymouth.
Do you think that Charlie has studied the PD-43, which is the official election document of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, got all the statistics in it? And do you think he understands that Donald Trump got more primary votes by about 30,000 than he did when he was in the Republican primary?
I think that Charlie Baker only sees one thing, and that's his reflection in the mirror. This is all about Charlie. It's only ever been all about Charlie. And I think that he's going to run against Trump in 2020, either on the Republican side as the anti-Trump, or on the Democrat side. I think he might even pull a Charlie Crist and go after Trump as the Democrat candidate.
We're talking to Scott Lively. He's the Republican challenger to Charlie Baker, who today announced he's not going to. So he doesn't. He's not supporting Brett Kavanaugh right now. He said he wants to see the hearings. So obviously he's just he's still disappointed and disgusted in Donald Trump. Is the only way you can play it. What do you hear though about the do you hear on the campaign trail? I mean, he put an emergency preamble on the transgender bathroom bill. How about that? I mean, letting male sex offenders into ladies' rooms, and they made it go into effect immediately, not wait the 90 days. How about the pay raises for the elected officials and the judges? I know he said he would veto it, and he did, but he waited until they rounded up the two-thirds vote in the legislature to override the veto before he even took a stand. You know, and the stand at that point was pointless.
It's one issue after another. It's almost like he's got a checklist of things that he needs to do to alienate every single Republican in his base. It's really just astonishing that his campaign managers would let him get away with this kind of self-sabotage. It's great for me. And frankly, I think that there are going to be people going into the voting booth that have never heard of me before, and they're going to see that they're going to vote for me just because I'm not Charlie Baker. It's really that bad out there.
They arrested another state cop today too for stealing money, and Charlie Baker is saying nothing. He has nothing to say about these multiple scandals in the state police. He's doing nothing about it.
What can he say? This is his scandal. He's the head. The buck stops there. He has been presiding over a culture of corruption that's like a cancer that spread downward all the way through the executive branch. He's just simply picked up the baton where Deval Patrick left off. You know, he truly is tall Deval. And frankly, it's just amazing that he still calls himself a Republican. It's just really, truly amazing.
Do you think he's a Republican, Scott Lively?
I do not think he's a Republican. I think he's a progressive, actually. He's not just a liberal. He is an outright progressive. And who else could take a budget surplus from the Trump economic miracle that America's been experiencing and use that as an excuse to raise taxes and expand the size of government with the largest budget in American history? I mean, excuse me, Massachusetts history. It's, you know, who else but a progressive could do that?
How about last week, it comes out in the budget that they want to have a peak pricing on the Massachusetts Turnpike and on the commuter rail, which is another tax increase. And so he gets called on it, he gets busted, and he says, I didn't know about that. Do you think even though his own Department of Transportation was going to be in charge of implementing the increases in the fares and the tolls, do you believe him when he says he didn't know about it?
I do not believe him. I think he probably that's probably his plan. He loves to raise taxes. He's worse than Deval Patrick on that. He loves to raise taxes. How he gets away with calling himself, and how his few supporters that he has left get away with calling him a fiscal conservative, it's mind-boggling, because he truly is a progressive, not just on the social issues, but also on the fiscal issues.
He wants to raise the minimum wage, doesn't he, which will cost the Commonwealth jobs, just like it's cost every other place in the country jobs.
Right, the grand sellout bill. You know, that he calls it the grand bargain and says it was some kind of a compromise. There was no compromise there. It was a complete 100% sellout to the Democrat supermajority in the legislature, and we got nothing out of that. The conservatives got zip, zero, nada.
Yeah, we were supposed to get on the ballot a question to trim back the sales tax from 6.25% to 5%. And all these people worked hard to get all these signatures, tens of thousands of signatures, and he just sold them down the river to make a deal with the unions.
And I think that that was actually the purpose of the grand sellout, that he did not want to have that on the ballot. To bring the conservatives out to vote. This is all, once again, it's always only about Charlie, and this was the way that he protected himself from a conservative anti-tax revolution as a motivator for anti-Baker voters in the primary.
So Scott Lively, if people want to see what you're all about and get involved with your campaign, do you have a website?
VoteLively.com, VoteLively.com. You can contact me there as well. And I'd love to have the support from your audience. You got the best people in the whole state, Howie.
Hey, thank you, Scott. We'll have you on again before the next time there's another outrage, which will probably be in a couple of days. We'll have you back on.
About 5 minutes from now, maybe.
Right. It's getting late in the day. That's when the news usually comes out of the Baker administration. Thanks. That's Dr. Scott Lively, the Republican candidate for governor in the September 4th primary, which is the day after Labor Day in Massachusetts. I'm Howie Carr.